now. It's time for the celebrity sit. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Man, hold up. Already. That's what my H-Town folks say, y'all. I just learned that. Man, hold up. Already. Y'all know I relocated here to Sunday where my residency will be at the Improv with Chris Paul. Already.
Already.
Learned a whole lot this morning. So speaking of already, put a young lady down named Carol Gamble down from our affiliate in H-Town. I met her yesterday, Silver. She said, I don't know if she was dyslexic or not, but when she met me, she said, how you doing, luggy hold down? Luggy hold down.
Luggy.
Yeah.
Luggy.
Contender number two, Stacey Dash, who should have boycotted the Oscars like Jada Pinkett, but she came out of her Black History Month hibernation for some clueless compensation that turned into a sticky situation. The first person I ever seen get a sitting ovation. Contender number three, Total Beauty, for the compliment at the Oscars calling Whoopi Oprah.
Yep.
That's like calling Kanye Mark Hackenberg. Contender number four, Chris Christie. Fatty Wap, the New Jersey governor who went from running to walking to cheerleading for Donald Trump as president. Contender number five, Ben Carson, a.k.a. Ben Whispers. He's no more like Black History Month, Sybil. And I'm going to miss him. He's the only candidate that I can relate to. He's black.
Huggy?
I'm still here, Sybil. He like cookies? He blinks? I have nothing, Jay. He's the only candidate to bend to a Popeye. Contender number six, Jared Fogle. Let me tell you, this fat Fogle gained 30 pounds in 3 months since his incarceration. And that's just the food he's been eating. So that's not even the shake weight.
Oh, my God.
That's not even the shake weight.
Oh, my God.
He got 16 more years. Donald Trump is contender number seven. Yep, y'all heard the master debater last night talking about his manhood and his big hands.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the... Now you want to say something about Trump? Trump said you would have been on your knees. Speaking of Jared Fogle.
Wow.
Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the week. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend and enjoy me and Chris Paul at the H-Town Improv. You didn't have to tell me that, Jay. You sure didn't.
Jay Anthony Brown murders another hit.
Yay, Jay.
Next, 26 before the hour.